So what inspired you to kind of insert that after you'd already concluded the first two arcs?
Well, it was always supposed to be. I mean, once we realized it wasn't going to go on forever, it was just going to be a trilogy. And it was going to happen originally 2012. So it just didn't, basically. But Kieran had written the script. I think you've written all of the scripts?
I've written it all, yeah.
And it just didn't work out that way. And then we got, we always planned for me to have at least a break during the line. And it just seemed like the right place to sort of put it in.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting, actually, because I was basically time travel working with Kieran, because I was working from scripts with Kieran like 4 years before, 5 years before,
mm-hmm.
Which is an interesting thing to do, because obviously we grow and change as creators as we go along. So going to work with previous past you was really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, especially like with Immaterial, they were the first scripts I wrote in the same way I wrote Young Avengers.
Yeah.
Like, it's dense for Young Avengers, but like the thing about Immaterial Girl, it was meant to come out at the same time as Young Avengers, like literally in a month by month way. And if you kind of lined up the issues of Phonogram, Immaterial Girl with the issues of Young Avengers, they're doing the same thing in the same month. So like, you know, the coming out beats and all that kind of thing are all kind of juxtaposed.
There's a bit in Young Avengers supposed to be an homage to Immaterial Girl.
Yeah.
Came out first.
Yeah.
So the thing that's interesting about this story arc is about a woman going back to her past. It's almost the opposite. It's the first story arc about a man distancing himself from his past. Was that intentional?
Yeah. I mean, they were like, Emily was the best story. Like, we set up Emily's story quite early, because it was immediately, here's an interesting way to think about. I mean, I remember one of the early reviews of Wicked, it's like, Emily's somebody who stole half her personality for power. And of course, that's the, you normally say, I stole half my soul, and that's why most people would say it, like in writers. But by saying half your personality, it kind of drills down, you know, it makes it very clear that, what does it mean to sell half your soul? And of course, it's talk about identity and how we've transformed ourselves. And how can we ever really escape the people we were? No matter, you know, and that's stuff that really interests me. I said, this is about the flip of, you know, bad people, can they ever be good? But like, can anyone ever be good? So yeah, I'm really very fond of Emily. It's some of my favourite stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. No, go on.
No, no, also, no, please.
So let's talk about the transition from Phonogram to the Wiccan the Divine. So what made it so the Wiccan Divine couldn't exist in the Phonogram universe?
We wanted to sell some copies.
Yeah.
That might just be the answer.
There was a problem. I mean, Phonogram is about subjective effects of music based on individuals, whilst Wicked is genuinely with the volume turned up. No pun intended, but, you know, they're just such, you've got to build the magic system from the ground up. And like, Wicked is about performance predominantly, and also becoming a creator and all these kind of things. Or Phonogram is fairly solipsistic. It's about you and how this hits you. And also it's ugly. You know, on an aesthetic level, having them in the same universe confuses things. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is this story actually about? But also we wanted to sell copies.
Yeah.
We often we joked about Phonogram, doing ultimate Phonogram, as in making it less kind of like abrasive and horrible and like so navel-gazing. And in some ways, that's kind of what Wicked actually is.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's kind of like let's take some of the interesting things in Phonogram and actually make it have a better beat, I guess, you know. Yeah. It's like this Daft Punk metaphor, like, Phonogram's Daft Punk's first album, Wicked is Daft Punk's second, you know. Okay, that's a very me thing to say.
Yeah.
So you created this pantheon of the gods here, and you matched their values to the values of the musicians. What was that process like?
I mean, it's not one-to-one, like, there may be, like, one influences more on this than others, but it's really about, a lot of them we started with, like, the god first, a lot of the time we started with, like, the influences, the top influences first, I'm trying to think which were, like, the first thing that made you think about it was, like, Florence and Florence.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things that inspired, like, it was, I was on a flight back from a con, and I was in a mess, you know, I was in a bad place in this year. And I was listening to Florence and the Machine, and I just had the image of like this girl on the stage and this girl in the audience and the distance between them. And that's of course like the image in the first issue. And so I always kind of knew that there's sort of Florence, but it's not just Florence, it's Stevie Nicks, it's Kate Bush, you know, it's this whole kind of, as I've said many times, anyone who sings and sounds like they're not wearing shoes. You know? And that's kind of like the broad archetype, because you know,
just
none of those people are anything like amateur actors. You know what I mean? They've got to become their own people as well. And kind of like sometimes you got the god first, sometimes you got the, you know, and sometimes it really is a complete mix. I mean, like amateur actor was originally Florence. I was originally like that might have been the Morrigan god, yeah. But obviously I went a completely different way with Morrigan. Yeah. And Jamie was, I said, is anyone you really want to like, homage? And you said,
Prince.
Yeah. We got to have a Prince.
Yeah. Because that was the one that was missing. Yeah.
Well, I have to ask, was there anyone who was on the cutting floor that you wish you'd incorporated, be a musician or god?
I mean, there was one point, because like Lucifer came quite early, Bowie, and then like at one point we were almost considering like each of the 12 ones could be just a different aspect of Bowie, because he's somebody who's like totally, you know, could do that quite easily, but then just became a different thing, and I'm trying to think.
There was one, I'll tell you, like, Mithras is a god I wanted to use,
yeah.
But there was one I wanted to use